survey, 1/3 of Democrats have doubts about Biden's mental fitness. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 22, 2023. 1/3 of Democrats have doubts about President Biden's mental fitness, the latest Harvard/Harris survey found. The survey asked respondents, is Joe Biden mentally fit to serve as President of the United States or do you have doubts about his fitness for office? Overall, most, 62%, said they have doubts about Biden's mental fitness. That includes 90% of Republicans, 63% of independents, and over 1/3, or 34%, of Democrats. Similarly, 1/3 of Democrats believe Biden, 81, is also showing that he is too old to be president, a sentiment shared by 89% of Republicans, 71% of independents, and 64% overall. Additionally, a plurality across the board, 48%, believe Biden is worsening as president rather than improving. And 17% of Democrats and 51% of independents share that view. The overall survey was taken December 13 to 14 among 2,034 registered voters. Related, crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Former President Donald Trump, 77, released a letter from his physician around the time of Biden's 81st birthday in November, which described his own overall health as excellent and cognitive test results as exceptional. I am pleased to report that President Trump's overall health is excellent. His physical exams were well within the normal range and his cognitive exams were exceptional, Dr. Bruce Aronwald, DO of Morristown Medical Group, wrote in part. Trump's most recent extensive laboratory analysis remains well within normal limits and was even more favorable than prior testing in some of the most significant parameters, secondary to weight reduction, he continued. It is my opinion that President Trump is in excellent health, and with his continued interest in preventive health monitoring and maintenance, he will continue to enjoy a healthy active lifestyle for years to come. Trump has since challenged Biden to take a cognitive test, writing in a Truth Social post in November, Biden should take one so we can determine why he wants open borders, no energy independence, a woke military, high inflation, no voter ID, men playing in women's sports, only electric cars and trucks, a weaponized DOJ/FBI, and so many other crazy things.